time is running out for nearly 36 popular garden plants in Maine. It's not because another snowstorm is on the way, although one is. It's because the state of Maine has been warning homeowners about invasive species for several years, and as Jennifer Mitchell reports, after next year, they will no longer be allowed for sale or planting.
The list covers popular tree types such as the Crimson King and the Royal Red Maple.
People want that particular maple. That's the one with the red leaves. It's red all year round. They like it because of that color. It's different.
But says Melissa Higgins, a garden expert at Sprague's Nursery in Bangor, this is the last year those kinds of trees, both varieties of Norway maple, will be available. Starting next year, they will be banned along with 32 other plants and trees. Higgins says she wasn't surprised to see purple loosestrife on the list, but a few species on the list were unexpected.
I was surprised about privet because it doesn't really grow that well up here anyway. I mean, it does grow here.
Maybe in the southern part of the state better?
Yeah, probably more Portland area, so I don't typically think of it up here. The yellow iris, I was surprised about that.
A popular and pretty garden flower. According to the State Department of Agriculture, Conservation and Forestry, the yellow iris has been found colonizing Maine's marshland. And Higgins says one of the biggest disappointments for her customers will likely be the loss of the showy red Euonymus alatus, commonly known as burning bush, selected for its hardiness and brilliant red fall foliage. So what's the problem with the plants identified on the list? Maine naturalist Bob Bittenbender has been waging war on invasive species for years. He says each one just doesn't fit well into the landscape as we know it. Take the very popular Norway maple, the first type of which was introduced in North America way back in the 1790s.
But it is so aggressive as a grower, it is so heavy as a plant, that it stops sunlight from getting down. Its roots are shallow and so dense it forces other plants out. But the really main problem with it is reducing the amount of usable habitat for our native species.
For example, Bittenbender says certain insects won't eat its leaves, and that means fewer insect meals for native birds. State regulators are the first to admit that the end goal surrounding non-native species is unclear, and the process is not perfect. To remove all species that are non-native would mean yanking out about a third of all the plants in Maine, as well as banishing some animals we've come to love, such as honeybees and the gardener's best friend, the common earthworm, both of which were brought here from Europe. Rather than trying to put things back the way they were at the end of the last ice age, state horticulturalist Gary Fish says the idea is to predict what species might have a lasting and negative impact on the systems that are working well together at the moment.
It's really tough to make these decisions, but there are certain plants, and we've had a very broad group of professionals that have looked at these plants to see if they're ones that really are going to cause ecological problems. And we've narrowed it down to the 33 plants that we think are those ones that will cause problems in Maine or are already causing problems in Maine.
So back to the Norway maple. Nothing grows particularly well under it. Even grass can be reluctant to take root. And because it's an aggressive, fast grower, it has a tendency to push out Maine's prized sugar maples, upon which the state's maple syrup industry relies. And when it's young, it's almost indistinguishable from other maple species, making identification and eradication complicated. For those reasons, it's on the list. But it's still very popular. That means that nurseries like Sprague's in Bangor, which need to make the bulk of their yearly income in just a few short weeks, have a moral dilemma ahead.
So if, you know, I come in a month or so and I say, I really want some Norway maples, I want to fill my yard with them, what are you going to tell me or how are you going
to
handle it?
We've decided to kind of tell people and just make them aware, which we've always been pretty good at anyway. This is going to be your last chance to buy this particular plant because it is going on an invasive list. People may then say, oh, well, I didn't know that it was even invasive. You know, why and, you know, what can I learn about it? What are my alternatives?
Higgins says while the nursery will likely continue to offer some of the more popular soon-to-be-banned species this year, they're toying with the idea of having a plant-this-not-that display, encouraging people to choose native red maple over the Norway, or for fall foliage, blueberries and dwarf lilac instead of burning bush. Retailers have until December 31st to get rid of all remaining invasive plant stock. After that, the selling, distribution, or transport of the plants on the list, as well as the intentional propagation, becomes illegal. At the moment, the state is only planning to ban the sale and transport of the 33 listed plants. There's no mandate to dig up or destroy plants you possess at the end of the year, but they warn that could change in the future. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.
And if you're wondering, you can find the complete plant list on our website, mainepublic.org.